Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
We're still in the summertime and there may be a few more days of barbecue weather before the chill returns. My next guest makes charcoal from olives, more specifically the pits or the seeds within the olives. It's called Biochar, and now his company, Arigna, which is now in its fifth generation of the family business, has signed a new deal to sell this fuel in Aldi supermarkets. Conor Layden is the commercial director of Arigna Fuels and is on the line. Good morning, Conor.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing?
Not too bad, Conor. Can you tell us a little bit more about what biochar is?
So effectively, biochar is one of the true carbon capture and storage technologies. So what it is heat treating biomass in the absence of oxygen and burning off all the bad, nasty stuff that comes off first. And then you're left with a very high carbon content product or raw material.
Okay, so you kind of cook it, and then what's left is a bit like charcoal. And would it produce almost as much heat as, you know, the fossil fuel?
Yeah, so biochar can be made into anything from carbon content of 50% right up to 80% carbon content, or even 95% carbon content. So coal, effectively, or fossil fuel would have a carbon content of about 80%. And the biochar that we manufacture in Arigna has a carbon content of anywhere between 60 and 80%, depending on the market we're selling it into.
And have you formed it into kind of little bricks that look a little bit like coal, charcoal?
Effectively, yes. So what we set about, so we're historically a smokeless coal manufacturing facility. And we set about a number of years ago to manufacture a product that was very similar to smokeless coal, but made from renewable raw materials. And we set up on biochar technology or pyrolysis technology and decided that would do what we needed to do. And so what we effectively do is we bring in biomasses and we char them or manufacture them into biochar. And then we roll them and press them into a shape similar to smokeless coal so that the consumer has no capital investment to switch over to a renewable alternative from fossil fuel.
Mm. And where do you get these olive kernels or these pits from?
So they're all imported from Mediterranean countries.
Not that much Spain. Olives, not that many olives grown in Ireland.
No, and particularly not in Arigna. We've way too much rain and not enough heat. So
yeah, so you get them from the likes of Spain, Portugal, North Africa?
Yeah, effectively, yeah. All those Mediterranean countries, they historically olive pits were left to rot. They're a byproduct in the olive oil production industry, and historically they were just thrown out in the fields and they rotted, and the CO2 was released back into the environment, and methane and all other nasty emissions went with it. But in latter years, they've gathered them up and they're now a traded commodity, and they're used in Spain in a lot of cases for power plant production. But they're also traded globally and used for multiple different requirements. So what we do is we import them.
And you import them. And then do you crush them or kind of chop them up?
So what we do effectively is heat treat them. So we're heating them up to anywhere north of 300 degrees temperature in the absence of oxygen, making sure they don't burn, and effectively creating charcoal, but under a very controlled environment. And what happens is that the charcoal effectively self-combusts itself, and the gases that come off from the combustion are burned and they go back into the process. So the process is very, very circular and it comes back. It's very efficient.
And there's no shortage of olives, though, is there? So it's a sustainable and renewable fuel.
Exactly. Olives are harvested annually, and that's very important for us and for Aldi, was to get a product that did not require any trees to be felled or anything to be cut down, or, you know, that was just effectively just done for this process. So because it's a byproduct of the olive oil industry, the trees are there, they're growing annually, and the olives are harvested every year. So it's very important for ourselves to have from a sustainability point of view.
And how much would a bag of Arigna biochar cost?
So our harvest flame, which is the product made out of biochar for burning, is typically retails in around, for a 10 kg bag, is around between 9 and 10 euros, depending on where you're getting it. And then we also have different size bags, larger bags as well. So, but a 10 kg bag is in the region of 9-10 euros.
Now, what other uses does biochar have, or do olive pits have? Because I look at a website and I didn't realize how many things can be made from them.
Yeah, so olive pit biochar. Olive pits make a very high quality biochar. And biochar can be used in every industry. It's a very It's a technology that's around a long time, but it's not hugely used. But it's one of the true ways of basically capturing CO2 and using carbon capture and storage. So it can be used in the horticulture industry, agriculture industry, construction industry. It can be used as industrial burning, soil stabilization and conditioning. There's multiple all industries that you can think of. But the ones that we see, the kind of key benefits are in the immediate term is both the horticulture and the agriculture industries in this country. So,
and you said soil stabilization. What is soil stabilization?
So effectively, when large industrial contractors are building housing estates or developments, and they have to re-stabilize the soil before when they put back in the infill, and they have to make sure it meets certain requirements and can the roads that they're putting in and trees and things around the housing developments, they don't come up and they're stable and can take the load. So you can put in biochar into this method and effectively make greener sources of soil stabilization and conditioning. So.
And avoid landslips. And could it in theory be used in concrete blocks?
It can, yes. Biochar can be used in cement production. And you can make carbon neutral cement, so you can lock up the carbon that's in the biochar for thousands of years in the concrete block. And we see this as a massive potential industry down the line. It'll probably start in non-structural materials like your paving stones for driveways, but ultimately it'll end up, we believe, you'll have a portion of biochar in a concrete block making that house or building carbon neutral.
Well, that could be very interesting. Now, I mentioned at the outset that you're the fifth generation of the Leydens to be in the fuels business. That's some going.
It is, yeah. So people might know Arigna from Arigna Mines. So that was the original family business 5 generations ago. And that closed in the late 80s, early 90s as technology evolved and Money Point was coming on stream. They needed to re-centralise our kind of power plant production. And so we developed a low smoke coal manufacturing facility in Arigna and patented it and supplied the Irish market. And thankfully at the time, Mary Harney made Dublin smokeless and we kind of grew along with the smokeless ban and rolled out the smokeless ban across the country. And so,
yeah, I remember when that ban was introduced and the November, December time went from being fairly foggy and smoggy to suddenly very, very clear. So well done for playing your role in that business. And best of luck with all those olive pits and the biochar business. That is Conor Leyden, the commercial director with Arigna Fuels.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.